We're learning that creating a memory is more like writing a song than taking a photograph. The emotions and prior experiences that come into play when we form a memory makes things like eyewitness testimony pretty unreliable. Composer Bruce Adolph and neuroscientist Asail Habibi were in Aspen recently as a part of a series called The Science of Music. They discussed a composition of Adolph's called The Musics of Memory. The piece is a musical portrayal of the complexity behind how the brain creates memories. The combination of science and art is fitting because the brain itself is creative when it comes to memory. Bruce Adolph is the composer in residence at the Brain and Creativity Institute at the University of Southern California, where scientists and artists work side by side, studying how the arts benefit humans' minds and emotions. He says the mashup makes sense.
Scientists are very poetic people, and they also tend to love music.
His colleague, neuroscientist Asail Habibi, is herself a classically trained pianist.
People who work in this field are primarily musicians first, and then they have an interest in neuroscience.
The crossover between science and music doesn't end there. Both of them are interested in memory and its formation, and they want you to know that almost everything you remember is probably a little bit wrong.
It's kind of almost we have this illusion of the world.
Habibi says our brain can't pay attention to everything, so it does a lot of filling in the blanks.
And sometimes those blanks get filled correctly and sometimes not.
And that's what Adolph is exploring in his music. The Musics of Memory shows how memory actually works. Long-term memory, at least. The kind that stays with you, that you revisit. First, you experience something.
Our visual system gets information.
Something happens, and dramatic things happen, quiet things happen. And the piano represents the human being who has a real experience and tries to remember it.
And almost immediately, your brain starts to map the experience, but
it's not a reliable copy machine.
Your brain starts to create. It adds emotions. It forms new ideas. And to do this, lots of different parts of the brain get involved. Kind of like
piano passes the music to the marimba,
hippocampus,
which passes to the guitar,
amygdala.
Passes to the harp,
the medial prefrontal cortex.
And they each sort of take the same music and change it a lot.
And then
there is a process of consolidation that happens, oftentimes part of it during sleep time.
To encode this memory, to turn it into one that really stays with you, there's an ensemble of brain activity.
They all play together, and there's a completely new emotional quality to the music that didn't exist in the beginning.
But just because a memory is encoded, it doesn't automatically mean that you can recall it.
Also, you need to have retrieval to be able to remember them.
And often, we believe that what we retrieve is exactly what we experienced. But that's not true.
And as you get older, your memory shifts depending on how you now are and how you feel now and what you think you thought.
So this experience might become this memory. In his composition, The Musics of Memory, Adolph says the final movement is a recollection of the initial experience, what the audience heard at the beginning of the piece.
You can think of it as completely misremembered. It sounds a lot alike, but something is wrong with every phrase. There's either the notes have been changed, or the dynamics are different, or the length of the phrase is off.
Any trial lawyer is wary of the unreliability of human memory. But that unreliability is because our brains are creative. They construct memories. Our brains might be terrible on the witness stand, but they can make beautiful music. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.